Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you for joining us on this crazy, and yes, I did say crazy, absolutely insane Thursday, August the 26th. Shannon, can it get any crazier?
You know, first, I think we need to acknowledge the people that lost their lives today, maybe say a prayer for their families, say a prayer for our soldiers that are in Afghanistan right now, pray for God to protect them and bring them home safely. It's a sad day. And today is, it doesn't matter who you are on Facebook, I have seen friends and family on both sides completely saddened by what has happened in Afghanistan today. So I'm not, you know, and last week when we got off our podcast, just like we do every week, I said, next week it's going to be even crazier.
Yep.
And you just don't imagine that this is what could have happened today. But I sure hope that when Biden said, if anything happens to American soldiers, that there will be swift action. I truly hope that he stands by that. What do you think, Will?
You know, he's supposed to have a press conference here shortly, to my understanding, and they're waiting right now. It says they're saying Biden to speak about Kabul airport attack. Now, if he doesn't come out here and say, "This is it. We're not going to pull our troops out. We're going to stay right where we are," and continue down and continue to fight for our Americans and the people who helped us there. If he doesn't do that, then we're in a world of hurt. And he's just going to show exactly how weak he is. Now, I suspect that he's actually going to come out and say that he is fighting for the American people, that
right.
He's gonna put his foot down just to try to make himself look strong.
Well, you know, anytime there's a tragedy where Americans are killed and our military has suffered what they suffered today, we want swift action. All Americans across the board, our nationalism comes out, right? No matter who you are, we want them to make sure that the people that took responsibility for this are dealt with. Now, it's difficult because ISIS, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, they're a different kind of group that we're dealing with. It's not a structured government. It's nothing like that. So it's a very unstable situation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely is. It's 100% unstable. So before we get started, if we keep going on this way, we're never going to get out the information that we normally get out when we first get started. So if someone wants to give us a call, what is that number? How do they contact us if they want to have that communication with us and want to talk to us? What is that number for them to call?
Sure, absolutely. The number is 516-595-8069. You need to remember to push 1 to come on the line with Will. I'll give you that number one more time. Get your cell phone out. The number is 516-595-8069. So, to this point in the day, it is now 4 o'clock on August 26th, we know that 12 American military soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan.
Yes. First report came out, I think it was 8, or it was 4. And then it went to 10, and now the latest one is 12 service members killed and 15 wounded.
Right.
We don't even know what the current condition of the 15.
True. I mean, we don't know the condition of a lot of people. I mean, they're still trying.
That's just the service members we're talking about.
Right.
I think they said it was over 300 people killed. Is that the original report that first came out?
To be honest, I haven't seen it.
I think I saw something where they're saying 300 people, but I mean, you know what? One is too many.
Absolutely. One of the generals said that ISIS is now claiming responsibility for the bombing.
And I even question that. You and I were talking about that off the air before we got started, and I said, you know what, I question it.
Well, you, to be honest, right, everything at this point is questionable. Now, I trust that our military has intel. You know, Britain came out hours before the bombing was happening saying they had intel that something was going to happen. We know that ISIS is more extreme, typically, than the Taliban, supposedly, that they do carry out attacks like this. So it's not uncomfortable to believe that they are responsible for it. But Al-Qaeda, Taliban, and ISIS now recognize that that is a very unstable situation, and they're all going to take advantage of the situation. I believe that ISIS just did that. So
they all want control.
They all want
to control that region of the world, and the Biden administration has just made it possible for them to have this conflict. And I think you mentioned earlier that the Taliban is the largest group of people that are there.
Yes.
And because they're the largest group of people, that's the reason why the Taliban is in the position that they're in. But the Taliban is, if they're actually, you know, enemies with ISIS, and ISIS is doing this, that just means the region is going to be unstable forever.
Oh, I mean, it is unstable. It's been unstable for a very long time, which is why we were there and stayed there for so long. Yeah, just like me, I'm sure that many of you, just like me, is very confused between the difference between Islam State, which is ISIS, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. So I had to do some research this morning. And basically, you know, the Taliban is the biggest. Islamic is a spinoff of the Taliban. They were generals that were unhappy with the leadership of the Taliban, and so they created their own group, which was developed in 2014. All of them practice a part of Sunni tactics. Now, Al-Qaeda was responsible for 9/11. To me, I don't want to say they're all the same because they're really not. Some are more extreme than others. Apparently, Al-Qaeda is more extreme than the Taliban, and ISIS is more extreme than both of them. To me, the lines are all blurring. But listen, Will, we actually do have our first caller if you want to take it. It's Chris from Texas.
Okay, let's go to Chris from Texas. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, Will?
Can you hear him?
What's going on, man?
I can hear him now.
Can you hear me?
How's it going, Chris? Yep.
Pretty good. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear.
Hello? Okay. I just had to say, first thing I wanted to say was you said just a minute ago they wanted control. How's that much different than our politicians? I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're just a little more extreme in their tactics. Although, when you look at everything they're doing with the January 6th Commission, they're quickly catching up to them.
Well, I think the January 6th Commission is a way to keep us, the American people, in check. To be honest.
I think it's their way of destroying their political opponents using the full weight of them. If you look at the names on there, the names that
Chris,
are on the list,
still there?
It's people that had nothing to do with January 6th.
Do this, Chris?
I think we lost Chris.
Can you hear me? Hello?
He said something, then he kind of went out.
I'm sorry, Chris. We lost you there.
So what did you hear about the politician? What was he saying there?
The politician, which politician?
Oh, Never mind.
Can you hear me?
Move on.
Okay, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
No, I was
saying something about the January 6th Commission. I'm sorry, and then you got cut off.
I was just saying that when you look at the list that they produced today about the January 6th Commission, all the communications that they want to subpoena, they got people on there that had nothing to do with January 6th. It all has to do with people that have any kind of ties to Donald Trump and the Trump administration.
Right. There's apparently new House probers that are seeking to find a conspiracy that made January 6th happen. And that just happened today.
But they have Pressler
but that's how the Democrats are, right? They want to make the right look like evil, conspiracy, taking down threats to our democracy, when the truth is it's the left that is tearing down our government. They are the ones that actually are doing conspiracy. They've did a coup with President Trump. I mean, that's what they are all about. But they deflect from themselves by blaming it on Republicans and creating these very well thought out, structured arguments to make us look like the evil people in America. And the American people buy it.
They put like Scott Pressler. Why is Scott Pressler on there? The guy picks up trash and signs up Republican voters. Oh, he does.
Well, he travels the country speaking out against the Democrat Party. He's gained a lot of people and a lot of attention for people that normally wouldn't pay attention. And he's trying to speak out against this new The People Act. He travels the country. He is a threat to them because people listen to him. And he's a very likable person. And so I could see how they would put him on that list. But listen, Will, you were at January 6th. Was he there?
I don't know. There was thousands of people there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way for me to know everyone that was there. But the people that they're arresting, he's right. The people that they're arresting, a lot of them didn't have anything to do with it. They were just very outspoken.
They were
making a lot of noise for President Trump, for the country.
Right.
And now they have these political prisoners. That's what it comes down to, political prisoners. And they did it to get people to not step up. See, they don't want you to step up. They don't want me to step up. They don't want the American people to step up against these tyrants that are bringing tyranny to the American people. They don't want that.
Nope.
So what they do, they have examples of people that they have locked up and made them to where they were political prisoners. It's 100% disgusting. So, well, hey, thank you so much for the call.
And the FBI came out and said that there's nothing to indicate that it was a planned insurrection.
You're 100% correct. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, so they have to create it, right, to fit their agenda, fit their narrative. They have to create it.
Yep, you're 100% correct. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, Will.
All right, take care. Go quick.
What is the best email to catch you at? I've been trying to send you something.
Contact@uniteamericafirst.com. Contact@uniteamericafirst.com.
Okay.
You got it? All right,
cool.
All right. So we have another caller. But before we go to the next caller, I want to just say, hey, for everyone that's listening in, if you haven't done this yet, send me a text to 88202. And for the body of that text, type in Will. Just type in my name, W-I-L-L. The number is 88202. Once you do that, you get some information that's absolutely free from American Truth Project, which is the sponsor of this broadcast. Okay, we got another call?
Yes, we have Annie from Virginia.
Hey, Annie, thank you so much for the call. Uh-oh.
Do we lose Annie?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Annie. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will, I want to let you know that I actually got the notice for the first time.
Because we have
a lot of times they won't send you a notice, but today I got the notice. So right away I did get online.
I'm sorry, Annie. I had technical difficulty here. Say it one more time.
I said today I actually got the notice that you was going to be online. You know, normally Facebook and everybody try to ban us from hearing you. But I actually got a text to the phone for the first time.
Well,
you
amen.
You got a notification. Wow.
Yes,
you know,
I did.
That's subject to change. You know, that's subject to change without notice.
Yes, but it doesn't matter. If there's a will, there's a way, and I will find you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you make it, people like you reminds me how much we need to fight for our country and for our freedoms.
Correct. And I'm doing that every single day, no matter, like you said, the situation, stay positive. And as faith believers and trustees, that we need to march forward and keep the prayer line going.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the call.
Okay, then. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you, Annie.
Okay, so I want to get into another topic here. This is one where Biden, just 6 days ago, where he straight up said that, you know, he pretty much put it out there, if there's any attacks that it's going to be met with swift action or, you know, retaliation, if it's Al-Qaeda or ISIS, no attacks, basically.
How is that switching topics?
Did I say switching topics?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, we're switching topics?
Oh, okay, my bad.
Same topic.
Same topic. Continue. Okay, I just want to. I want to talk about. Yeah.
Come on. I was like, we have something.
I'm pushing buttons here, and I'm like trying to get stuff going here, and this stuff is going on here in the background. It's like, why is this not working?
Okay, yeah.
But anyways,
let's listen to Biden.
So let me play this clip of Biden, and this was 6 days ago, mind you, 6 days ago, and today's only the 26th. Today's the 26th, so 6 days ago, Biden put out an ultimatum against Al-Qaeda. I almost said Antifa. Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and, of course, the Taliban. So let's just listen to what Biden has to say here.
We're in constant contact with the Taliban, working to ensure civilians have safe passage to the airport. We are particularly focused on our engagements, on making sure every American who wants to leave can get to the airport. Where we have been seeing challenges with Americans for Americans, we have thus far been able to resolve them. We've made clear to the Taliban that any attack.
Let me stop it. See, that's when you can tell he's kind of getting off the teleprompter, where the teleprompter got away from him, or it went too fast or something, and then they have to make it go back. So he's trying to improvise. But listen, this is what he says about the Taliban right here.
Made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat at or around the airport, including from the ISIS affiliates in Afghanistan who were released from prison when the prisons were emptied. And because they are, by the way, and make everybody understand that the ISIS in Afghanistan have been the sworn enemy of the Taliban.
So is ISIS the sworn enemy of the Taliban, or is the United States the sworn enemy of the Taliban? Are we the sworn enemy? I mean, seriously.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Perhaps I'm confused. Who released them from prison? Wasn't it the Taliban that released them?
Someone released them. You know, they didn't get into that detail. But, yeah, I was wondering that, too.
Because it kind of relates it to it's your fault if they do something.
Yeah, he's probably talking about the Afghans. Because how long ago was it that they were released? I mean, it had to have been under the Taliban, or it had to have been under the Afghanistan authority that the ISIS members were released.
Because we're talking about how long
has the Taliban been in control? How long has the Taliban been giving orders to the Biden administration? It's been what, about 2 weeks now? So we know that at some point that they released these ISIS members.
Hmm.
Seriously, at some point. But the whole point is that they knew that this was going to happen. They knew this was coming.
Yeah, it kind of alludes to it, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We know that you're going to do it, And what really ticks me off, everybody that's listening right now, what really ticks me off is that yesterday, Biden and both Jen Psaki were smiling about the whole situation. They were kind of like laughing about what is taking place in Afghanistan, saying, well, what are we going to get? What happens after the 31st? Because, you know, at that time, there weren't any explosions going on. They weren't killing people like this. Now, today's the 26th, not even the 31st, and they're already killing people. We have 12 U.S. service members killed right now, 15 wounded.
Mm.
15 wounded. And just yesterday, they were laughing about it. They were smiling about it like it's no big deal. It seems to me that they already had it planned. They knew what was in the planning. Other world leaders were talking about, hey, during the pipeline or in, you know, the pipeline, coming through the pipeline, that, hey, there's a terrorist attack coming.
Well, they did know that there was possible terrorist threat by ISIS. I mean, they knew that was looming.
Well,
obviously, because
he said it here. So
right.
They knew. Mm-hmm. They knew it was coming.
Yeah. You know, my question is I really wonder what Biden's going to come out and say, because I think this is a very pivotal moment for him. Right?
Oh, yeah.
I think this is a moment where he's either going to regain people's confidence or he's going to really make people think, man, this is just going to get worse. Right? I mean, Will.
Yes.
You know, I was just kind of thinking about, like, if Trump was in power. And I don't think it would have gotten to where it is if Trump was president. However,
it would have never gotten to this point because they knew better not to do this, or they would have done it for the 4 years that he was there.
Right. So at this point, Afghanistan is going to be unstable, period. I mean, I don't see in the foreseeable. Well, you know, the Taliban actually was in control of Afghanistan for a short period of time. They actually controlled the government from, it was the early 2000s, I think I read. It was like 4 years they did have control. So they do have some organization about themselves. I guess it could become an established government. And I'm not sure if that's their goal. I don't really know. I mean, I don't know if it is in our interest to go back in and stabilize the country or...
Or turn the country into a sheet of glass. I mean, that is an option, right? I mean, let the Taliban, because the Taliban right now, we haven't gotten into this yet. The Taliban are telling women to stay at home, stop working, don't go out.
Sure.
So all that's going to lead to is more oppression against women. I mean, if they truly want women to have lives and be able to work and get education, then they wouldn't be doing that right now. But you're using it as an excuse, saying that the women, that the Taliban men don't know how to handle women. Do they not have sisters? Do they not have mothers? Do they not have wives? I mean, what am I missing?
According to the Taliban, and actually they were in control from 1996 to 2001, is actually 5 years. According to the Taliban, women over the age of 10 are prohibited from receiving education, and televisions and social media is banned. I'm sorry. So, you know, now the Taliban is saying, well, we have to kind of like re-educate ourselves. So all these women just stay indoors until we can educate the military not to kill you, because they really do enforce extreme strict laws that they think every citizen should follow. So I don't know if I really see that changing. I mean, that's who the Taliban is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't see them changing their identity because they took over Afghanistan.
Well, the thing is, even along with ISIS,
mm-hmm.
The Taliban, Al-Qaeda, they all believe in Islamic law.
Yeah, it's Sunni Islam that they all follow.
Islamic law, it all comes down to Islamic law.
Mm-hmm.
They all probably, you know, make homage to Mecca at some point. They all show up to Mecca and throw pebbles at Satan in the middle of the thing that they're walking around. They all go there at some point. They all want control. They want control of that region. They want, and you know what? Think about it. The Biden administration just gave the Taliban weapons, helicopters, tanks, just an arsenal, right? It's like the Taliban has become a powerhouse in that region overnight,
yeah.
Thanks to the Biden administration.
Right, and it's funny because the other day, you know, McCarthy came out and said that the Taliban had captured, 10 Black Hawk helicopters?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of said, the Biden administration was like, they don't know how to use them, right? So the concern was that either they'll learn how to use them or they'll sell them to either China or Russia, which none of these we want to happen. But this morning, the Taliban actually posted video of them driving one of the Black Hawks down the runway and around the airport. It didn't get off the ground, but it just goes to show you they're not incapable of learning how to use this machinery, people.
No, they're going to end up
right.
Using,
in fact,
they're very dangerous.
It's very dangerous in their hands.
It'd be more beneficial to them to learn how to operate these helicopters, these tanks, the military vehicles that Biden just handed to them. You know what?
I think we should go in and get our freaking helicopters.
You know
I don't
what?
Know.
If
I think
if you can't go get them, you need to destroy them.
Right.
Or
exactly.
You know what? I'm kind of jealous.
I will.
I want a helicopter. I want a Black Hawk helicopter. Can someone send a message to Biden and say, hey, Will Johnson wants a Black Hawk helicopter? You give them away to the Taliban. How come you can't give them to us? And besides, you and I that are listening, that are American citizens right now, we pay for that Black Hawk helicopter. We pay for that. So I want my merchandise back. I want what I paid for back. It needs to be returned. And if you're not going to return it, I say it should not be in operating condition.
That's a very good point. I think the same thing. They should take it out. Take them out.
Yeah, absolutely. And if the Taliban happened to be in it at the time, you know what? You shouldn't have been in it. It wasn't
it's stolen
yours
property.
It is stolen property. 100%.
Of the USA.
Well, actually, in this case, I don't think it's actually stolen property. I think what it actually is, I think it's given property by the Biden administration.
We forfeited it.
Yeah.
We said,
you
win, here you go. That's basically what we did, right? Here's Afghanistan. Here's some helicopters. Here's some other military stuff you might need. Here you go.
Yeah. What else you need? There's been other reports that the Biden administration has been paying the Taliban.
Well, I can definitely see them doing that.
They've been paying it, and supposedly they've been
Obama
paying.
Obama paid.
Yeah.
I mean,
Iran, what was it, $1 billion or something like that?
It was
$1.8 billion. But anyways.
So he learned that tactic.
Yeah, well, to my understanding, what the report that I saw is that the Biden administration is paying the Taliban so that Americans and anyone who's working, that have been working with the Americans, can have safe passage. But come to find out, they're just taking that money and they're still rejecting people from getting to the airport. And again, I'm going to ask this question. I keep asking it. Why in the heck can we, the United States of America, now simply go with the military and go get these Americans and bring them to the airport? And it should be that way because the Biden administration created this crisis. So I want to play something. We have this explosion that takes place today. Do you think that if we had a perimeter around the airport secure, and then that way no one can get in, no one can get out unless you can be checked, or at least coming in can't be checked, and you would be able to be checked if you have any kind of explosives or anything like that before you get to the airport? Don't you think that would have been the most reasonable thing to do? Make sure that the airport is secure. Make sure the people around the airport are secure. Let's create a perimeter outside of the airport, just outside of the airport. It could be in a mile, 2 miles, whatever it is they deem, half a mile even, but make sure that the airport is completely secure. But do they do that? Listen to what Biden said 6 days ago about outside the perimeter of the airport.
The reason why we have not gone out and started and set up a perimeter way outside the airport in Kabul is that it's likely to draw an awful lot of unintended consequences in terms of people who, in fact, are not part of the Taliban. We've been in constant contact with the Taliban leadership on the ground in Kabul, as well as the Taliban leadership at Doha. And we've been coordinating what we're doing. That's why we were able, for example, how we got all of our embassy personnel out, how we got everyone out of the embassy safely. That was a distance. That's how we helped get the French out and out of their embassy. So,
well, if the Taliban is cooperating so much, why don't they let us create a barrier? Huh?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
That's exactly my point. We should have been able to have a parameter set up.
We're being bullied.
Outside of the airport, miles, 2 miles away. It should have at least been 2 mile parameter where no one can get in. They can check these points. Now, granted, it's desert, right? People can walk in, but they have drones. They have satellite. They have means of finding out other people coming in a certain way, a different way other than the checkpoints. The Taliban is controlling it. The Taliban is telling the Biden administration what they can do, what they can't do, and the Biden administration seems to be just going right along with it. It's disgusting at all levels.
It really is.
So let's put the number out there one more time just in case if someone wants to give us a call and chime in on this.
Okay, the number is 516-595-8069. You need to press 1 to come on the line. Very important. Press 1.
Yes, you have to push 1.
Once again, here's that number, 516-595-8069.
Absolutely. Don't forget to push 1.
And you know what, Will? It amazes me. With the huge military that we have and other countries, we have military power that far surpasses the Taliban. Numbers surpass the Taliban. Why are we letting them bully us? I don't understand. It really kind of boggles my mind. Like, we should be bullying them and saying, listen, we'll give you the country. At this point, it seems like that's what
the intention is by Biden.
Need to let us do this or else you're not taking the country. I mean, where are our stipulations? Right? I mean, he comes out and he says, we said 31st. Listen.
Back up the teleprompter. I missed
Taliban.
Out.
He keeps saying we're in contact with the Taliban. Well, I mean, really not that honest,
so,
right?
You know,
I mean, they're beheading
people. That brings up another question. If they're in communication with the Taliban, were they in communication with the Taliban before they gave the country to the Taliban? Think about that. Because he said they're in constant communication. Did they start the communication after they gave it to the Taliban, or did they already have communication with the Taliban?
I mean, I think that's a good question, but I kind of think it's like a bank robber hostage situation. Like, you don't know the bank robber's coming, but they just take over, and all of a sudden they're in control, and you're on the outside going, can you please let us have this? Can you please let us have that?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. But, well, we have a caller. We have Stephanie from Washington.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
How
Thank
are
you so much for the call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I have been following, like, David Harris Jr., Victor Marks. I don't know if you've heard of him. Contractor. He has, like, people on the ground over there trying to get people out. So I don't know, people, you know, go check out, like, Victor Marks, M-A-R-X, because he actually has a lot of info about what's going on the ground trying to get people out. And I think that we as Americans are going to need to help to fund some of these guys, because there's a lot of military men that are willing to go and get our people home safely. So it's something
absolutely
to think about. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
As far as the Taliban comment, as far as them talking to them, Biden, they've known. We're America. Do you not think that we know these things? Obviously,
exactly.
This
yeah.
was planned. 100% planned.
That's what I said.
And it makes
said,
me
listen.
So sick. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because I'm like, listen, we're America. We supposedly
exactly.
have the best
you know
military in the world. And we're
yes.
sitting here acting
we
and
take them
saying
out.
Some of the stupidest
yeah.
things.
I agree.
And I'm like, it's
I
coming
it's
from
like we
the
lost
leader.
Our, yeah, 100%. I mean, look at the, our administration is a complete joke. Nobody has balls
totally.
At all. Pardon the French, but it's true. And if it was Trump, they would have been annihilated. You one little misstep and they would be toast. So where is
oh
that?
My goodness.
I mean, these are American
oh
citizens,
goodness.
But these are people. Yeah. Sorry. I'm passionate.
Isn't
about
it sad?
So
I
right
think
now. I'm so mad.
I think that I think Biden is making me lose respect for our military. Like, literally.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got
well,
these woke generals
no,
as well.
The
you got
generals,
these woke generals
yes.
that's doing the same thing.
Yes, exactly, Will, 100%. The military men and women, there are so many of them that are, I feel, that are distraught over this that would never allow this to happen if they were in the position to, you know, make the call.
I
really genuinely feel that there's so many good men and women.
But
I still have
you,
a ton
you
of
know
respect.
One thing? Yeah, let me say this too. You know one thing that they're not talking about, the media is not talking about it, or Biden's not talking about it, is that how many of these people have COVID? I mean, and they're bringing them all over here.
Yeah.
It's no one is.
Right.
It's like COVID is not the issue
or
right
the
now.
Border.
When it
no, really not.
Yeah,
of
I mean,
course
it's really
not.
Because
or the border, exactly.
Everybody. They want to just inject people
exactly.
with the vaccine. Yeah,
COVID.
For the various
COVID
the
vaccine
reasons.
Will come. Yeah, it'll come back up when the smoke settles. Believe
yeah.
me, that's always
oh,
on
course.
The back burner.
Of
it's
course.
Always there, right?
Right. But I think what but. People need to do is look at the whole entire picture and look at the – there's so many different, like, nuances to every single situation. And it's just mind-blowing how people just believe the lie, believe the lie, believe the lie. There are so many different intricate parts moving around on all of these situations that we're dealing with as far as COVID – Afghanistan, you know, and it's, oh, look over here. Oh, forget about this. Oh, go look over here. Oh, forget about this for a bit. Oh, go look over here. All while they're making these huge moves to, you know, stupefy people even that much more. And it's just, you know, there's just so much division. It's so sad. All we can really do is pray that the right people can get in there and make the right moves to save the people that are over there, you know. At this
mm-hmm.
point, it's just such a disgrace. I have
yeah.
never felt so yuck about being an American. Like, under this administration is a disaster. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you can definitely see. I mean, we're an example to the world. There was a video
yeah.
the other day where China was making fun of us, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
and
what
I'm like,
disgrace.
We've literally... I mean, I'm sitting here going, listen, people,
uh-huh.
if you've never looked this poorly upon our military before, you have to know
yeah.
it's the leader of the military that's causing the problem,
he's
which,
just,
of course,
absolutely.
Is our commander-in-chief
yeah.
at this time, which is Biden. I'm so disgusted.
Yeah.
I'm so disgusted. And
I'm with
I just,
you. Listen, I'm with you. But
it's like,
there's
what
so
do you
many
say? I mean,
many women in there still. Yeah. And they want to fight.
Oh,
absolutely.
And they want to do what's right.
Absolutely.
You know, and thank God for that. Because that is our only saving grace, I feel.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, well, hey, thank
so,
you so much
thanks,
for the call and sharing
yeah.
with us.
Yeah, God bless you, too. Have a great day. Hang in there.
You
God bless
too.
You, too.
You, too. Take
All
care.
All right, take care.
Bye. So, Shannon, you know, Biden talks about, you know, he'll put pressure, right? He'll put pressure onto the Taliban. And if they kind of like get out of line and he's talking about they want to put pressure on the Taliban to work with other world leaders to put pressure on the Taliban. Why in the world do they need to put pressure on the Taliban for the Taliban to do the right thing when the Afghanistan people had a government already? I mean, he literally destroyed it. And let me just play what I'm talking about when it comes to Biden. Listen.
Secretary Blinken and I am going to be working with our allies to see to it that we can bring international pressure on the Taliban to be, they're looking to gain some legitimacy. They're going to have to figure out how they're going to maintain that country. And there's going to be harsh conditions. We're strong conditions. We're going to apply and it will depend on whether they get help based on whether or not how and well they treat women and girls, how they treat their citizens. So this is just beginning in that score.
And to remind you, this was 6 days ago.
Right.
This was 6 days ago. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's like, okay, we just give up. Let the Taliban have it. Whatever it is that they want, just give it to them. Do you need more money? Do you need more weapons? Just let us know what you need. And then they're talking about going to other world leaders and putting pressure on the Taliban. We shouldn't have. It shouldn't be that in the first place. Now, to be clear, President Trump, when he was in office, he did put out an olive branch to the Taliban because he knew how big the Taliban was, the presence that they had in Afghanistan. He put out an olive branch to them to try to make sure when the transition took place that it would be peaceful, that they would have a seat at the table.
Right. And
was trying to make that happen.
And the liberals were laughing at him. Right.
And
they're
laughing.
Why would you sit down with the Taliban?
Exactly.
Well, this is why, people, because he knew how powerful they were and what they were capable of. But listen, to me, does the Taliban really want to cooperate with us? Because they're literally beheading Afghanistans that cooperated with America.
Yes, they're going door to door.
How do you make that
Bibles,
jump?
They're going door to door to see if your phone number, if you had any phone numbers listed with America.
Right. So how do you make that jump from beheading people who are cooperating with America to all of a sudden, we're going to take a seat at the New World Order table, basically? I don't know. I feel like they're bullying the world. I mean, they're like, we're doing what we want to do, and it looks like everybody's falling to their will.
Well, not everybody, because, I mean, I think this is something that China wanted. And I think ultimately Biden, because his ties with China, the China regime, the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, his ties with them that wanted China wanted this to take place in Afghanistan because there's resources in Afghanistan that China wants their hands on. China has already been in communication with the Taliban even before all of this took place. So it's just really interesting that the Biden administration went ahead and did this right now, and China is already moving. They're trying to move in on Taiwan. They're trying to move in and get the resources in Afghanistan. The Biden administration also, you remember, the XL pipeline, as soon as he had the opportunity, he shut it down, killed thousands of jobs in the United States of America. And then don't forget, we had the hack of another pipeline on the East Coast of the United States of America, which disrupted everything. And then Biden lift sanctions to Russia for their pipeline, which people don't know, that pipeline runs through, can you guess where?
Saudi Arabia, or Afghanistan, I'm sorry.
Yes, it runs through Afghanistan.
Sure, yes.
So now Biden, because of what he's done to this country, to this nation, he's crippling us, that now we're asking OPEC for oil, for them to produce more oil, because the United States of America needs more oil. And guess what OPEC said?
They said
no. We're not going to.
They said so sad, too bad.
Stupid, stupid Democrat. We're not going to.
Right.
Biden did this, and it's all by design, because of the whole build back better. They want to build back better. And in order to build something back, you have to destroy it.
Well, I mean, there was a purpose for Kamala's trip to Singapore and Vietnam as well. You know, China and Vietnam and Singapore have been fighting over the South Sea, and China's been kind of dominating it.
Mm-hmm.
Their Coast Guard's been acting somewhat like pirates, you know, bullying people mm-hmm. to get out of the waters. Fishermen can't fish. And she kind of went there to offer them leadership and support against China. So it's scary. I mean, China is definitely maneuvering themselves all across the world.
The globe, absolutely.
And
if President Trump was there,
right.
This
There's
would not
no
be
threat.
Happening.
There's no threat from Biden. The Chinese are not
threatened
by Biden at all.
There's been videos where China has said that Biden is not a threat. Biden is weak. And that's exactly how they're looking at it. Biden is weak, and they're saying that we can do whatever it is that we want to do.
Yeah. I
it's despicable. And, you know, it's almost, you know, the saddest thing is that all this could have been avoided. The loss of loved ones in Afghanistan, all of this could have been avoided. The region imploding the way it is could have been avoided.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to avoid it.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
Wanted it to they want this chaos.
Yeah, it's actually interesting you said that, because today, Office of 45, President Trump actually sent out his condolences to the families that lost loved ones in the military. And he pretty much said, you know, it doesn't even make sense when it seems even more senseless when it didn't have to be this way, right? And it's true. It didn't have to be this way.
No, it didn't.
It was a series of poor decisions by Biden and his administration. I don't understand it. I can't wrap my mind around it. And I feel like I'm constantly going to the news to see, like, what's next? What's new? I mean, there's something, I feel like something is just about to break again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's another poor decision by Biden that's going to put us in a terrible situation, our military in a terrible decision, I mean, in a terrible place. I don't know, Will. I mean, I'm going to be clinging to see what Biden says today. I really am.
Well, you know what? Millions of people are, because they're going to see if he's going to actually try to show some strength.
Yes, and leadership. You know,
I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Right.
But I think personally, I think he's going to fail. You know what? Yeah, you say he's going to fail, but I think he's going to come out and try to say that, you know, he's not going to stand for this, and they're going to send troops over there, more troops. But I mean,
but he's going to say it.
Or even they say, you know what, they're going to blame ISIS, and they said our main goal is to get out of the country. That's probably what I'm suspecting. That's what he's going to say. We're still on track for getting out of the country. We're not going to let this set us back.
Right. And the sad thing is I guarantee he's not going to take questions again. Right.
Right.
Because the press wants to know. The people want to know. We have questions. And the sad thing is he is not capable of addressing our questions. He is our president. You need to take questions from the press and the
speak
people.
Speak for yourself.
But everyone is so sickened by him. He even knows at this point right now that even the liberal news is upset with him.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so discouraging that when this administration first came in, we knew this was going to happen. I mean, we knew when they came out and they said, listen, we're all about transparency. And we're going to be different than the administration before us. Such lies. I mean, they're far worse than any administration I can think of in history.
Exactly.
They really do not know how to address these situations with any kind of real strength and leadership. Everybody feels like they're left with, you know, when they get off of the, you know, when Psaki gets off of her press conference and Biden gets out of his speech, we still are left for wanting more. We're like,
because
but they're not telling us, like, you're not building our confidence.
They never answer the question.
Right.
They never, ever answer the question. They
right.
always leave it high and dry.
Because they can't handle it.
Yeah, they leave it high and dry. They never, ever answer the question. One of the main questions, what happens to the Americans after the 31st? What happens? They never say. Now, if I was in the position, if I was press secretary, I would say, look, if we have Americans and we're gonna no matter how long it takes, so our goal is to be out by the 31st. They can say that. I would say that our goal is to be out by the 31st. But if we can't meet that deadline and we still have Americans that are still there, we're going to stay there until we get them out.
But you know what? I'm not even looking for Psaki to do it. I'm looking for Biden to come out and make me feel like he's going to take care of the Americans. And I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel that way.
Well, Biden and Psaki, Biden puts his foot in his mouth and Psaki just comes and does damage control for what he's saying. That's all he's doing.
And she does a poor job at that. I mean, she ended up, you know, people yesterday were upset because Biden chuckled and laughed and made a joke when they after his press conference yesterday. And then
what are you going to do? What about the America? What are you going to do about the Americans that are still there after the 31st?
He's like, I'll let you. You'll be the first I call.
You'll be the first I call.
And he laughed. He didn't laugh, but he did chuckle. And Psaki kind of handled it with a smile on her face.
Same thing.
Right?
Same thing. They're laughing. They're laughing.
Yeah.
Yesterday they're laughing, and today people are dying. Are they still laughing? I'll be honest with you.
And I don't know how you feel. I'm not looking for him to come out and just be passive about everything. If it was Trump would be giving a very strong warning.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
and you know
don't
what?
Don't mess with America.
President Trump would have already came out with a statement.
I know. He would already came out with a statement.
Right now, what they're doing is they're practicing. Biden is practicing what is going to be on the teleprompter. That's what they're doing right now.
I'm serious.
Without me being there, I know that's exactly what they're doing. This is what we're going to put on the teleprompter. Make sure you talk about this, and make sure you talk about this. And he's just saying, okay, what about this over here? And they go, nope, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Just talk about this and talk about this. Well, what if they ask me about after the 31st, now with all of this taking place? Look, don't take any questions. Don't take any questions. Just read what's on the teleprompter. As soon as you're done, walk away. You walk away from the microphone. So,
don't smile.
Yeah. Be stern. Be stern. Act like you're with authority. You have to show up like you have authority here. I'm telling you, they're coaching him right now to be a certain way. And pathetic. I sure hope that the teleprompter breaks. I sure hope the teleprompter.
You know what? The feed would cut.
I don't know.
Technical problems. Yeah, shut it down.
You know what? That would be priceless too. But
that's pretty much what happened yesterday.
I'm hoping that his teleprompter breaks, and right, kind of like maybe 2 minutes into it, break.
They probably have a contingency plan for that.
They
don't have a contingency plan for Afghanistan, but they definitely have one if the teleprompter goes down. People, it's a national tragedy. The teleprompter went down. Biden doesn't know what to say. Yeah. Get him out of there. Get him out of there.
Exactly. So if anyone's wondering, on the YouTube channel for the White House, it says that there's going to be a press briefing here shortly. But what's interesting to me
mm-hmm.
is that it says we'll begin shortly.
Uh-huh.
Press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
I don't want to hear from Psaki.
Where in the world is Biden? You know what?
I don't want to hear from Psaki.
I did a short video earlier, and I said, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if Biden is MIA.
Missing in action.
Yep. It would not surprise me if Biden is MIA. And Psaki, all she's going to do is come out and do damage control. That's all she's going to do is damage control. And Biden, it probably can't, you know what? They're probably like, don't even get Biden out there right now. Don't even put him out there right now.
Oh, because he can't handle it.
Don't even put him out there right now.
And see, Psaki will take questions. Right? Because she has to do is deflect. All she has to say is, oh, well, let me get that for you. Right?
Let me circle back.
Well, she don't say that anymore if you notice. We kind of whipped her into shape. But, you know, Biden has to answer things, and he doesn't know how to answer it, and neither does she, but at least she has the out where she says, well, I'll get with the administration, and I'll get back to you.
Well, she claims to have to speak for the administration. She said that multiple times.
But when it comes to certain things,
you're right. She deflects. Can you imagine?
We will be left wanting
more.
You,
yeah, absolutely. Can you imagine if Kelly McEnany,
uh-huh.
if she would have done anything like Jen Psaki? Can you imagine if Sarah Huckabee did anything remotely like this?
You know what?
Can you imagine any of the press secretaries that were under President Trump did anything remotely to what she was saying? The media would be saying they're lying. They're not putting out. They're covering up. They're not giving people the information.
They're incompetent. Doing their job.
They would do a laundry list of all kind of reasons why these people should not be in this position, just to try to demolish anything that President Trump was doing.
But let me ask you this, Will. Do you not think that they are doing that now? We're just not hearing it and seeing it.
The liberal media?
All media, including liberal media, yes.
You know, when it comes to Jen Psaki and some of them, they don't say anything about it. They don't, you know, and you're saying they're probably wondering if they're saying it in private. You know what? I don't think so. I think that what was happening is that this is all by design and they're going along with it. It's the only reason why the liberal media is upset is because Biden was their guy. And Biden is making them look stupid. Not that they needed Biden's help, but they're looking at it like, this is not good. And the main reason why any of them were really upset about this, the midterm election. Do you know what this is going to do for the Democrats in the midterm election? Yeah. That's right now they're trying to figure out how to end this situation as quick as possible. Because if it lingers on for the next 6 months, because guess what? Next 6 months from now, that's permitting that we still have a country, permitting we can even have a Christmas if they don't lock everything down over fraudulent stuff. 6 months from now, we're going to be into the midterm election campaign season. That's exactly what's going to be taking place.
Right. You know, for me, they still have their things in the back pocket. They're going to come out strong in 2022 with COVID again. They're going to come out strong with voting rights and saving our democracy.
Yeah. And they already said that COVID is going to last for another 3 years because everybody's not getting vaccinated.
It's going to last forever.
It's going to be here forever. It's going to be here forever. It's not going anywhere.
No.
It's not
just
going
like
anywhere.
The food
it's
here,
by
like the money
design.
Here.
It's by design to control the masses.
Yeah. Lord help us.
Oh, wait. I just want to say thank you for everyone who called in. And I just want to say, look, if you know someone that is over in Afghanistan right now, I just want to put out sincerely prayers for you, your family members, friends even that you have in Afghanistan. All this could have been avoided had the Democrats not done what they did last November. All of this could have been avoided. Mm-hmm. They did corrupt stuff, and now look what's happening. It's piling up. And I'm sad to say this, but it's going to get a lot worse. And one other thing, I pray that I'm wrong about what I'm about to say. All of the people that they're bringing over here, they're not screaming anything about COVID. They're probably going to end up saying that these people were tested for COVID because of the rush getting out, and they brought it over here and it's spreading even more. And on top of that, the violence that we're seeing in Afghanistan, I truly hope that I'm not right about this, but I think it's going to spill over into the United States of America.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here praying every week. I say next week it's going to get worse, and I'm truly, truly praying that this time next week, it's not worse. I don't foresee how that's going to happen because you need a really strong leadership for it to happen. But
that we don't have.
Our heart breaks for everybody that lost their lives to and their families. We truly pray for them. I know all Americans are feeling the loss. I truly do. I know we're heartbroken. So just keep them in your prayers.
It's 100% disgusting. 100% disgusting. You know, it's hurtful. It's absolutely hurtful. And I keep thinking about the young lady that called in on my nightly broadcast where she was saying that she has a son there and she doesn't know. He said, "Mom, I have to say goodbye because I don't know if I'm going to be here." See you next Thursday, everybody. God bless and keep prayerful.
You were listening to ATP Radio. Make sure to text Will, W-I-L-L, to 88202 to be notified of our future radio shows.